Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgela in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information received from the Australian Government Department of Radio and Space Services advises that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 69, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 3. There are no active sunspots observable or visible on the earthward facing side of the sun. And those numbers are expected to be much the same in the immediate future, but there will be some perturbations or variations from day to day in the weeks ahead. We're currently moving through the plateau of sunspot cycle number 24. And this is not expected to continue past about this time of next year, when a new cycle should have started. In the meantime, it means that shortwave propagation on frequencies above about 12 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will not be very reliable over long distances during, well, as I mentioned, darkness or semi-darkness paths, but on daylight paths, frequencies above about 12 MHz will be somewhat more. Effective immediately, the Broadcasting Board of Governors, the BBG, an independent United States government agency that employs thousands of talented journalists, storytellers and media professionals, has been rebranded as the United States Agency for Global Medium. That's USAGM. USAGM describes itself as a modern media organisation operating far beyond the traditional broadcast mediums of television and radio to include digital and mobile platforms. In a statement, USAGM said that the term broadcasting does not accurately describe what it does. The new name reflects the modernisation and forward momentum while honouring its enduring mission to inform, engage and connect people around the world in support of freedom and democracy, the statement said. We recognise the overdue need to communicate the evolving global scope of our work, as well as our renewed urgent focus on the agency's global priorities, which reflect United States national security and public diplomacy interests. USAGM is an independent federal agency that provides accurate, professional and objective news and information around the globe in a time of shifting politics, challenging media landscapes and weaponized information. Our identity and name will now address these realities. The decision to change our name was a result of thorough research and extensive consultation with numerous internal and external stakeholders, including the BBG Board of Governors, agency staff and leadership at all levels, the five networks, Congress, the administration and interagency colleagues. As with the BBG, the US Agency for Global Media encompasses five networks, the Voice of America, VOA, Radio Free Europe, / Radio Liberty, the Office of Cuba Broadcasting, that's Television and Radio Marti, Radio Free Asia, and the Middle East Broadcasting Networks. These networks collectively reach an unduplicated weekly audience of 278 million people in 100 countries and in 59 languages. Insulated by a firewall from political influence, these networks deliver truth and professional journalism to people living in some of the world's most closed societies. Concluding the statement, USAGM said, "Now more than ever, people around the world need to access to the truth.
The United States Agency for Global Media continues to tell the truth and illuminate the world like no other news organisations in the world. Now that information came from the Association for International Broadcasting, describing the new arrangements for United States International Broadcasting rebrands. That's now known as the United States Agency for Global Media. From our friends in the Eastern European area, from the SWL DX Bulgaria online newsletter, some information that they provided recently of reception of many stations, mainly heard in the European daytime period. Television d'Algérie via the Issedon relay station in France, broadcasting from 0500 on 7295 to North and West Africa with French news bulletins. Transmitter power 500 kilowatts and 194 degrees antenna. And from 0504 on 9535, the Holy Koran program in Arabic to Central and East Africa. Again, 500 kilowatts and 162 degrees antenna. And for 0600 on 9620, the Holy Koran program to North and West Africa, 500 kilowatts, antenna 194 degrees. The shortwave station of HCJB via the very low powered transmitter in Germany. Noted on 5920 from 0730 to southern, south and east Europe. Antenna is 1.5 kilowatts. I'm sorry, power is 1.5 kilowatts and the transmitter is 145 degrees. And reception of the Voice of Greece on 9420. Programs in Greek to Western Europe from 0655 on 9420 from the Avalos transmitter, 150 kilowatts with 323 degrees antenna. Radio Nadarson International, broadcasting in the Kinuri language to West Africa, heard via the Ascension Island relay station on 7415. 0600 to 0700, 250 kilowatts and 055 degrees. We mentioned recently that a review of the future of shortwave broadcasting in Australia had been commissioned by the Australian government. The review was open to anybody, anywhere in the world, who would like to participate. The period of the review has now closed, no more submissions are being received, and it's expected that the results of the review will be made available sometime before the end of this year, 2018. The review covers more than just shortwave broadcasting, but it was provoked or instigated by the decision of the Australian government last year to terminate all shortwave transmissions from Australia, that includes the overseas services from Shepparton and also the internal shortwave services to the Northern Territory. So we'll be expecting to hear the results of that report in a few weeks' time. Stay tuned. Global warming has been receiving a lot of attention in the media recently, and in the communications field it's been suggested that global warming has been responsible for the deterioration in shortwave reception conditions or shortwave propagation in recent months. It's believed to be affecting also the ionospheric densities in the upper atmosphere. So that's something else that we have to think about if we intend to take advantage of shortwave broadcasting, particularly in times of low sunspot activity. More about that later when more news comes to hand.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.